We are learning the Shuvot of Rav Avadia Yosef, Shalom B'Shem Chavedad, Chelek Vav, tonight Siman Yudalid, something very, very technical, but something that comes up all the time. Someone who ate cake needs to make an Ala Mechia. Okay, you need to recite Ala Mechia, Bracha Achorana, when you're done. So far, so good. And you also ate a bite of a date. Someone said, try it. Okay, you tried it. Not your cup of tea. You tried a grape, you tasted half of it. Okay, yeah. But you ate a little bit. So normally, let's say you just took a bite out of a date. One bite, you say Baruch Rei, but there's no bracha achorana. The bracha achorana on dates should be al ha'etz ve'al pri ha'etz. It's one of the shivat aminim. But only if you eat a kezayit. If you take a bite out of a date, that's not enough. Okay, nunu. But say, but I'm having cake and a little bit of date. I'm saying ala michya anyway. So once I'm saying ala michya anyway, why not add in ala etz vel pre'etz? It's very clever. You'll tell me I don't want you to make a bracha ala etz vel pre'etz because you don't want to make a bracha levatala. You don't want to add a bracha. But here I'm not adding anything. It's the same baruch ata Hashem. Okay, melech haolam. Ala michya vel kalkala. Ala etz vel pre'etz. So is that okay or not? You ate a whole big piece of cake. The cake, you're good. Ala michya, you have to say. You add in this little bit, you ate a little bit. You ate a little bit. Or, what often happens at a kiddush. At the kiddush, you had a little bit of grape juice. You had some cookies, you had some crackers, ala mechia, you're good. And you only had like a dray out, a tiny bit of grape juice. They didn't have enough, you had a sip. So on the sip of grape juice, you can't say ala geffen, about prayer geffen. But once you're saying ala mechia, maybe kolel the whole thing together. Should you do that or not? Technical, but happens all the time. So the Shulchan Aruch says the following: Siman Reishchet. Not this case, but something else. Lo yichlol ala safek shum tosefet bebirkat mein shalosh, aval disheinu mosif shemu malchut. And the Ramban there explains. He says, look, let's say you have a drink and you don't know if it's supposed to be ala geffen or borei nefashot. You don't know how much grape juice is in there. You don't know. Right, we only make ala geffen if it's more than 50% grape juice. You don't know. You don't know. But you had cake. You say, look, I'll make ala. I don't know. That drink, should it be borei nefashot or should it be ala geffen? I don't know. So the Shulchan Aruch says, well, if you're already making ala mechia, don't include the ala geffen in that case. Something that's a safek, what the bracha achrona should be, if you're making ala mechia anyway, don't also include ala geffen on the safek. Now, all you're adding in is a couple of words, ala geffen for a geffen. So that you're not supposed to do. It's not exactly the same. I agree.
What if you drank 8 ounces of the safek then? What do you say afterwards?
So you'll have a problem. You'll have a problem. So on the safek, you may not make a bracha achrona
at all. Correct.
You may drink a lot. Okay, but you don't know what bracha to say. You can't say anything. So here, and you don't have anything else. Right? So here, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't include it. Don't. You have this quasi-grape drink. Don't say ala mechiyav al kalkalav al gedna for a given just in case. You shouldn't do that. Now the Taz says, yeah, but come on. The Taz says, no, that's not what he means. He means, don't do the following. Say, ooh, there's this grape drink at the table. I have no idea what it, bracha achrona it'll be. Let me eat some cake, and I'll have the grape drink, so that I'll be able to get out of the bracha achrona problem. But he says, once you already drank it, you may as well. What's the big deal? What did you do? What do you lose? He just said, he's saying, anyway. So you add in the phrase, I'll give him a break, give him a big deal. The Taz says, big deal. He goes, yeah, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, not like that. But he says, it makes a lot of sense. The Ma'amor Mordechai says, yeah, the Shulchan Aruch didn't mean once you already did it. Once you already drank this thing and now you're stuck. You thought it was Geffen. And then someone comes along and says, you know, that's not grape juice. That's grape drink. And you're like, juice, drink, leave me alone. What do you want from me? No. Grape juice is, I like it, never given. Grape drink is the fake. I don't know how much seltzer, how much this. It's a drink. You don't know. How much percentage? Where are you going to go? You can't figure it out now. You have the bottle. What are you going to do? So he says, so now you could do it. That would be acceptable. Rav Avadia Yosef disagrees completely. He says, no. Pshat in Shulchan Aruch is, you never include other things. You don't know what the extra bracha should be. That's it. You don't include the ala geffen because it's just a fake.
In the
pound of
cake and a bunch of grapes. I say ala geffen,
oh my goodness, I forgot about the grapes. So now you have to say ala geffen. You have to say ala eight, sorry. Ala eight, okay. You, what are you going to do? So he says, so how do you prove? What are you going to prove? He says, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says the following. Let's say you did the following, a different case. He says, because at the end of the day, you're not making up a bracha. That bracha exists. Ala mechia v'ala et exists. So let's say it's on Chanukah or on any, you add it in Yalev Yavo for Rosh Chodesh. It's not Rosh Chodesh. But you said Yalev Yavo for Rosh Chodesh. Is that a hefsek? Is it like you spoke in the middle of the Amidah? He got confused. He said Yalev Yavo for Rosh Chodesh. It's not Rosh Chodesh. Now, if you got up in the middle of the Amidah and started telling me about the ball game, so that's hefsek. What are you doing? You're not allowed to talk about things in the middle of Tfilah. So is that the same thing because you spoke about Rosh Chodesh? It's not Rosh Chodesh. Is that a hefsek also or not? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, no, it's not a hefsek. You know why? Because it's part of, sometimes it's part of Tfilah. Since sometimes it's part of Tfilah, don't tell me it's a hefsek. You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. But it's not a hefsek. So he says the same thing here. Allah et vel pre'et can't be a hefsek. It could be part of Tfilah. And here there's a good reason to say it. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, you see, from the fact that you that it's not a second tefillah, that you can say it here. That you can say, Allah etzel pre'ed. Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, that would be great if we all follow that approach. It's a machloket achronim. Whether if you got up today and said Allah nisim in Amidah, you have to go back. You spoke in the middle of Amidah. What are you doing? Yeah, it's Chanukah, it's great, but today's not Chanukah. It's hefsek. We follow that, make the hefsek. So therefore, Allah etzel pre'ed should be hefsek also. They try to bring another proof. There's two more issues. The Sefer Zachor L'Avraham says, he says, no. And this is very difficult. He says, really, what's this Shulchan Aruch sprout? What's the big deal? So you said, Allah Etz Val Priya, it's big deal. So what? What did you do wrong already? He says, no. That's only when you could have said a separate bracha. And since you're trying to get away with saying one instead of two, that's bad. But here, he says, let's say you ate less than a kezayit. You ate less than, this is our case. You ate less than a kezayit of, yay, a piece of cake, big piece of cake, and you took one bite out of a date. So he says, you're not going to make a bracha achrona on the date anyway. If you get the cake, if you just took one bite out of a date, you don't make a bracha achrona. So he says, you're not losing out anything. You may as well say the bracha here. Rabbi says, no, the Shulchan Aruch says absolutely not. He brings another proof that you can add in words. In the middle of tefillah. Amidah. You have a test tomorrow. You're allowed to add in a tachonin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me chokhmah to do well on my test. You have someone who needs a refuah shlema. You add in the middle of refainu. Someone has difficulty with parnasah. You add in the middle of barchenu. You're allowed to add in things that are relevant to you. So why not here also? It's relevant to me. It's not like I'm talking about the sports. I'm talking about the food I ate. So I said, yeah, that's tefillah. In tefillah, you're allowed to add things. These are brachot. You're not allowed to add things.
Now, you mentioned Rabbi
before, and
you say Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
You say Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
But actually, you say the whole Amidah, you say Rosh Chodesh
there. Yeah. So that's the Machloket Achronim. So he says that's the Machloket. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says you don't. The Shulchan Aruch maybe says you don't. It's unclear what the Shulchan Aruch means. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says you don't. So you see that you're allowed to add in things. You're adding in things that are not, it's not wrong. Is Rosh Chodesh a holy day? It, that's false. You're not talking about the weather. Okay, so even then, according to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a problem. Not a problem.
If I eat 3/4 of a kezayit of steak and 3/4 of a kezayit of grapes.
Nothing.
No bracha.
Doesn't matter. So he says, okay, wait a minute. The only reason he's going to give in Rav Avadia on this case is, and usually Rav Avadia Yosef makes it simple. Here he makes our lives very, very, very complicated. Very, very complicated. He says, look, if you ate a piece of cake, ala mechia. You have something that's a safek, you don't include it. You have something that's less than a kezayit, you don't include it. But now, there's a big machloket, what's a kezayit? And not the classic machloket you think. We usually think the classic machloket between the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim Nair. What's a kezayit? What's a revit? How much matzah do you have to eat? He says, no, it's a machloket rishonim. Machloket rishonim between Tosfot and the Rambam, is it half a beitzah or a shlish beitzah? So he says, if you end up eating something that's a safek in the shiur, meaning, according to the Rambam, the Rambam holds that a kezayit is 1/3 of an egg. According to Tosfot, it's half an egg. So according to the Rambam, it's smaller than to Tosfot, right? There's a sixth difference, third to a half. He says, if you eat somewhere in that gray zone, then we'll let you be kolel et v'yachad. Meaning, so you have to, okay. If you ate in that gray zone somewhere between a third and a half of an egg, so he says, now you can. Why? Because according to the Rambam, you need to make a bracha achrona. According to Tosfot, not, but there are plenty of achronim who say you can. So what exactly does that come out of? We assume a zayit is 6 dirham, so somewhere between 2 and 3 dirham. So now, you can. How exactly does that correspond to how, okay, Rabbi, how much of the date do I have to eat? To say this, we're talking about little, small, very, 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 very small amounts. This is a, yes, it's the din, that if you're somewhere between, you're between these two shirim, then you can be kolel biyachad, but it's very, very rare. The kitzur, if you only have a little taste of something, you don't include it. The only time you include it is when you have more than a kezayit. This is a smach for the current culture where we eat too much. We don't do it because we're gluttonous. We don't do it because of the culture. We do it because we want to have no spekot in bracha achrona. If you eat a lot, you never have a problem in bracha achrona. You always ate more than a shiur, and therefore it's not a problem.